This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. I mean, how do you measure the English language?
By inches.
Well, you could weigh it. Actually, you could look at the Oxford English Dictionary. It's got 20 volumes or something. It's the benchmark dictionary. It has 600,000 entries. But, you know, in the so-called Internet age, there are probably more dynamic and ultimately more accurate ways of calculating the English language. And one of those is the Global Language Monitor, which searches the net for new words. And the criteria is this. Once a word has been used 25,000 times, not in repetition, hopefully, it recognizes the word. And the firm says that this happens on average every 98 minutes.
Hmm.
That's pretty fascinating.
Let's invent something.
Well, there's a milestone today. The Global Language Monitor has found the millionth actively used word in the English language. And joining us from London to celebrate this milestone, I've got my noisemaker here, is Lawrence Pollard, BBC Arts correspondent. Lawrence, good morning.
Hi there.
So the millionth word, what are you doing for the millionth word day?
Well, it's a fantastic, it's a really, really fantastic stunt, okay, by Global Language Monitor, and congratulations to them as well. I spoke to a lot of dictionary people, lexicographers, they call themselves.
Yes.
They would have a long word for themselves,
yes,
wouldn't they? And a good word as well.
Lexies.
And some of them just kind of like guffawed and went, this is absolute nonsense. But everyone I spoke to said, what a brilliant idea. I wish I'd come up with that idea to sell my dictionary. I should explain a little bit about GLM. They're a Texas-based now. They're
right.
Run by a fellow who's got like 25 years in computing and in that kind of world. And what they do, in the old days, you remember that corporations would kind of pay someone to do a media trawl, look through all the papers, see how many times, the takeaway is mentioned or something like that. And you
yes.
get some idea of your penetration. Now, what GLM does is they do that service, but on the web. And they have this monstrous computer that is bigger than I can imagine and bigger than you could weigh, John.
The size of an iPhone, actually, you know, at this point.
That's true. It might be.
Right.
And what they do is they crawl through web traffic and social networking and blogging and all that kind of thing. And they track these words. Now, what they're basically doing is they're counting their method of counting, and they're saying that their method of counting has come to a million,
is
great.
Maybe,
but there are other ways of counting.
Well, their method of counting may account for what is the millionth word. Let's get
right.
rid of the suspense right now. The millionth
yep.
word in the English language is
Web 2.0 or 2.0, depending how you say it.
Yeah,
but yes,
that
phrase, which, in
four
case
words.
You don't know it, I'm sure you do, began as a technical term. It's now, well,
it's not
basically,
a word.
No, well, that's true,
but it's not a word.
It means improvement, doesn't it? You know, doesn't your girlfriend say to you, oh, I need a haircut 2.0 or something like that? You know, it's kind
my wife's
it's,
probably thinking it's, about husband 2.0.
Husband 2.0. It's kind of spread out in that way. One thing that we can learn from that is obviously the internet creates a lot of new words, but you've got to bear in mind the other ones that nearly made it, Jai Ho, the Hindi expression,
yeah.
well
that's
known
good.
From films, and
yeah.
also Slumdog, which nearly made the millionth. Presumably it's now the millionth and first word, which I think is quite an honor in itself. That shows the kind of the Indian influence. There's also a huge Chinese influence. And you've got to bear in mind, I mean, GLM point out that not that long ago, say 50 years ago, there were maybe 250 million who spoke English like we do. Former colonies. Sorry, America, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, lost them. Sort of,
yeah,
lost
exactly.
Them. Tough,
lost them,
tough,
but you gained the language.
You
gained the language, so you did well.
Yeah.
But now, rather than 250 million people inventing words and trying to find English ways to express the world around them, there are 1.5 billion.
Right.
So, yeah, you bet there's going to be new words all over the place. But as I say, the interesting thing is that this is them counting, their method of counting.
Right. And the millionth word is Web 2.0. Well, as usual, taking credit for the English language, Lawrence Pollard from our partners, the BBC arts correspondent. Thanks, Lawrence.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.